Bitcoin ETF inflows hit 3.8 billion in strongest three-week run of 2026 U.S. spot. Bitcoin exchange-traded funds pulled in close to $1 billion in the latest week, capping a three-week run of roughly $3.8 billion down in net inflows, according to Cointelegraph. That is the strongest three-week stretch for the products so far in 2026, and it landed while Bitcoin was trading below $80,000. The split between fund flows and spot price is the story. As of September 5, 2026, BTC sits near $79,675, down about 1.3% on the day, and roughly 2.8% higher over the past week, per CoinMarketCap. The Fear and Greed Index reads 75, or greed, even with price under a round number that spooked traders only days earlier. Institutions kept buying through a soft tape. Friday inflows stayed positive despite a choppy market, which is the detail that separates this run from a simple bounce. Money moving into a spot ETF on a down day is a different signal than money chasing a rally. It means allocators were adding on weakness rather than waiting for confirmation from the price. 3 weeks of sustained accumulation also changes the read on the recent dip below $80,000. That drop, tied to a hot jobs print and rising bets on a more hawkish Federal Reserve, looked like a demand problem when you only watch the price fall under 80 chaos. The flow data suggests the opposite, a class of buyer that treats sub $80,000 as an entry, not an exit. The flow versus price gap, spot ETF inflows, and BTC price usually move together. So a stretch where inflows accelerate while price drifts lower is worth flagging. Two things can be happening at once. Long-term allocators are routing new capital in through the funds, while shorter-term spot holders and leveraged traders sell into that bid. The ETF wrapper absorbs one flow. The open market reflects the other. That dynamic follows a strong August. Bitcoin ETFs booked their best month of 2026 in August as BTC jumped 25%, so the September inflows extend an existing trend rather than starting a new one. The difference now is that price is no longer confirming the demand, which makes the flow number the cleaner gauge of institutional appetite. Reading the number carefully, a three-week total says nothing about which single week did the heavy lifting. And Cointelegraph reports the latest week at close to $1 billion out of the $3.8 billion. That leaves roughly $2.8 billion spread across the two prior weeks, so the pace was steady rather than front-loaded into one blowout session. Steady is arguably the more durable pattern for a market trying to find footing under a psychological level. Flows can also reverse quickly. A single week of heavy redemptions can erase a chunk of a three-week gain, and ETF demand has proven sensitive to macro headlines, particularly anything that shifts rate cut odds. The current print is a snapshot of demand through early September, not a forecast. Readers finding this later should check whether the inflow streak held or broke. Different bets for holders and spenders. For anyone holding Bitcoin, the flow data is a reminder that the ETF bid and the spot tape can diverge for weeks at a time. Price weakness under $80,000 does not automatically mean institutions are leaving. Here they were doing the reverse. That does not make the level safe, and none of this is financial advice, but it does argue against reading a single red daily candle as a demand collapse. For those who actually spend their holdings, sustained volatility around a round number is the practical concern. Funding a card from a balance that swings a few percent a day means the dollar value of a top-up can move between the time you load it and the time you spend it. Cards that let you spend stablecoins directly sidestep that timing risk, while a cashback card paid in BTC ties your rewards to exactly the price action described here. Neither is wrong. They are different bets on where Bitcoin goes from a sub $80,000 base.